Well, actually, nothing new in that regard. It's something he has said on previous visits in Ghana and in Cairo. It's not something new that he has said. I think what is most prominent in his engagement with the political processes in Africa is that his words are not backed by any action.
What do you mean, action? What sort of action would you like to see?
I mean, if you are talking about encouraging democracy, encouraging peaceful change of leadership in Africa, then there must be actions that encourage that. There must be consequences for those who don't follow that kind of direction. There must be encouragement for those who are striving to bring that to happen in Africa.
Especially term limit, the president mentioned that. And in your country, in Uganda, President Museveni has been in power now for 29 years or so. What's the specification of your constitution on how long the president can stay in power?
Well, as you may be aware, a new constitution was made in Uganda in 1995. This was the fourth constitution in independent Uganda, and that constitution came about after a very comprehensive process of consultation in the country, and there was unanimous view that there ought to be limits on presidential terms because it is the preponderance of the presidency that has bedeviled the political development, political and eventually the economic development of our country, with leaders who used all means to remain in power until they were forced through forceful means, through military means to get them out of office. And so this was a unanimous demand by the population. It became part of our constitution from 1995. Unfortunately, it was removed on the very first test it had because in 2005, President Museveni was completing the second term under that constitution. He had served other terms before that constitution, but under that constitution, he was completing his second term. And unfortunately, he, being the only person in Uganda affected by that provision, did everything to cause its removal from the constitution. And the process of removing it from the constitution was clearly far less than democratic.
I know you said you are running for the election, I think, 2016. How is your own campaign going?
Well, so far, actually, what is going on is a primary campaign, a process of selecting a candidate from our party, the Forum for Democratic Change, and there are two candidates, the party leader, the current party leader, Major General Mugisha Muntu, and myself, and the party will soon select one person as the party's flag bearer in the next election. But, you know, we have participated in three presidential elections before. All of them were marred by very serious irregularities, malpractices, and even criminal offenses, people being killed, maimed. In one of the elections, I was nominated from the maximum security prison, charged with all kinds of offenses, terrorism, rape, illegal possession of guns, and treason, all at a go. So we are not talking about elections that are credible. And so is the one that we are heading for. There has been a very strong demand throughout the country for fundamental electoral reforms to be undertaken ahead of the next elections. And I am coming into this process primarily to pursue that demand, to rally the population so that it's not just a demand that remains on paper, but that the whole country can put the force of the people's will behind it, and that we force reforms to be undertaken ahead of the next elections. There are two processes. One is really to get our party's flag to stand in the next election, but the more critical process will be to pursue the very popular demand of our country that the next election happens after the fundamental reforms that have been processed through a very comprehensive process of consultation in the country have been implemented. And that is going to be my take. in the next process.
President Obama also talked about the impact of corruption on development in Africa. I was just reading an article from the Monitor where the Director of Parliamentary Budget Office, Mr. Samuel Wayaka, is being sent to jail for possibly 10 years for stealing 822 million shillings. What do you make of that?
There are, from time to time, you know, some fall guys who are caught and sent to prison. These are really small flies. The big fish are never going to be held accountable for the gross plunder that has been going on in Uganda. It has been a major, major plunder of our country, right from the time there were processes of privatization of state assets. There has been a comprehensive plunder of national resources by people in high offices, certainly right from the office of the president through the well-connected ministers and relatives of the president and so on. So from time to time, some peripheral civil servants and people like that are caught. Occasionally, some peripheral political appointee is caught and used as some kind of a political showpiece that there is something being done in fighting corruption, whereas not.
You know, the former Prime Minister, Amama Mbabazi, is trying to seek the nomination of the ruling NRM. I think I've read somewhere where you have been quoted, or you were quoted as telling the people of Uganda there's no difference between Amama Mbabazi and President Museveni. Please clarify on that.
Well, I think you must have read from the local newspapers, which are in the habit of misreporting or reporting out of context. What I did say, and which is certainly the case, is that the challenges that our country faces, which are as a result of the mismanagement by the NRM regime, is a challenge that they are both responsible for, because they have been both in the very senior leadership of the regime, and to that extent, they are both equally accountable for the ills that the country suffers. But certainly, we, at one time, were all in the movement, in what was called the movement, the all-embracing movement. Parties were not allowed, and every citizen was assumed to be in the movement. I was in government myself, in the NRM government. I was a minister at some stage. But, you know, whenever one realizes that this regime is definitely not leading the country in the right direction, and one is prepared to do something about it, then that person is definitely welcome to act together with others in changing that situation. And so I strongly support Mr. Mbabazi in taking a firm and definitive step of saying, you know, the regime I have been serving has been on a wrong path, and I would like to join my fellow citizens who are challenging this wrong path in correcting it. Then, obviously, we would embrace him and work together with him.
Dr. BCG, it's always a pleasure to talk with you on Daybreak Africa. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, too. Have a great day.